Shiloh is not a church anniversary. Shiloh is a mountain of prophetic instructions. Shiloh is not therefore a convention, but a mountain of divine visitation. Shiloh is therefore ordained a platform for the rise of giants. Shiloh 2016 is your Shiloh.
Therefore, Shiloh 2016 is my case is different. Come on, stand to your feet. Oh, celebrate the fact that your case is different. Oh, celebrate the fact that your case is different. Your case is different. Oh.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. The word of the Lord came to John saying, come up hither, and I will show you the things that we grow tomorrow. Come up. Come of the realm of the flesh, come into the realm of the spirit. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Revelation 1:10. Come up. Come up. A natural man receives not the things of the spirit of God, because they are foolishness to him, and neither can he know them, because they can only be spiritually assessed. Come up either, and I will show you the things that will grow tomorrow. Revelation 4:1. So it's important to come off the flesh, come off carnality, come off the environment, so you can hear what God wants to show to you. Amen. That is how to assess the word of the Lord in your private studies. As you sit down in conferences and conventions, you come up. You come up. Don't assume you know. Let him that thinketh he knows anything knows that he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. Come up. We have all been reading this Bible. It's been read for centuries, and we have not finished reading it, and it's always given fresh life to those who truly open up. To those who truly open up. May you be listed among those individuals. Because your word is coming again today. The word of the Lord came to me again. It's an again and again and again experience. You have another again experience today. So be spiritually on edge. Be spiritually on your toes. Be properly positioned on your watchtower, and be able to grab your word as it comes. This morning, my longest partner in my spiritual adventure will be bringing us the first word. Amen. Glory to God. This young lady and I began our journey together 40 years ago. Amen. 5 years before the mandate was delivered. 40 years ago. 40 years of high-level spiritual engagement, 40 years of impactful spiritual environment, 40 years of hitch-free relationship, 40 years of proofs to show. And I needed to say this morning, she is the key instrument in the raising of our children, the key instrument. And I know you all agree, she did a good job. She did a good job. Even outside the country, they were winning awards of most well-behaved students, even outside the country. I want to appreciate her investment in helping me to stay focused on the assignment and managing the home front so effectively and giving all the support I will ever need in doing the things that we are doing. Please join me this morning and help me welcome my darling wife, who is bringing us the word of God this morning. Please welcome her to the platform. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not talking of 40 years of guesswork. September 12, 1976, she signed a covenant of unreserved commitment to God along with me. We joined in holding the mystery of Matthew 6:33 together. And I asked her, do you still want to follow up in this relationship? She said yes. Okay, sign up here. Amen. Now, interestingly, only two of us were in that sanctuary. And God himself, who administered that covenant, making three of us. I believe the Holy Ghost came along with God. And Jesus came along with them. So we were five in there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And these two tiny people. Amen. And can you see the effect of that today? Many of you are feeding on Matthew 6:33 right now. We got that signed up together. One more time. Lift up your two hands. And expect God to visit you today with a hitch-free adventure in your walk with God. Come on now, do that. Hitch-free adventure in your walk with God. Take that grace from heaven.
Please bow your heads, everyone. Heavenly Father, today we are again in your presence. Our hearts are ready. Change our story. Yeah. Lord, visit us again. Yeah. And grant each one today the encounter that we desire. Yeah. And let your name be glorified. Father, we thank you because we know you have heard us. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout a louder amen. Amen. And Shiloh 2016, so shall it be for you. Amen. Put your wonderful hands together for Jesus and please you may be seated. Praise God. This morning I count it a very, very, very great and special privilege from God and from his servant to be able to stand here today and share the word of God with us. This morning I am very humbled and I say it over and again. I am one of the most blessed and favored people on planet Earth. And you know why. In family, in ministry, in every area of life. And I owe this, first of all, to the Almighty God and to his servant that God has privileged me to be married to. Again, I'm very grateful and the Lord reward your efforts in Jesus' name. I know what my life was spiritually before this relationship began, and I know where I am today. The difference is like heaven to earth. Somebody is here today whose testimony shall be stronger. If you are that person, let your amen show it. This morning, the subject we're looking at is titled, Engaging the Prayer Altar Matters to Destiny. Engaging the prayer altar matters to destiny. And I want to read two scriptures as our text as we begin today. The first one is in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The Bible speaking says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. How did he get there? His mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. If that will be your story, let your amen continue to sound. That it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 32 is our second scripture. We are reading two verses, 24 and 28. Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 and 28. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Why? For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. This shall become someone's testimony at the end of Shiloh 2016. Engaging the prayer altar matters to destiny. How much does engaging the prayer altar matter to a man's destiny? Jabez is a great example. Jacob is a great example. Even though Jabez was a man born in sorrow, because he engaged the prayer altar, his destiny underwent a spiritual turnaround. To the extent that the Bible tells us, he became more honorable than all his brethren. Nobody may know you today, nor your lineage, nor your household. But as you begin to engage the prayer altar with a better understanding from Shiloh 2016, God of Shiloh will make you more honorable. Among your equals, you will stand out. If you believe that's for you, let your amen show it. God's servant has told us over and again in the house that only those who travail in prayers prevail in life. Only those who travail in prayers prevail in life. From this day forward, you shall continue to prevail. I said, from this day forward, you shall continue to prevail. Please understand from the start out, that every believer, including you, has a glorious destiny in Christ. However, it is important for us to understand that to attain this glorious destiny, you need to contend for it. And one major way by contending for it is on the altar of prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. God's word tells us very clearly, a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many what? Many what? Many what? But as you continue to engage tirelessly the altar of prayer, every adversary of your destiny shall be subdued by the power of God. Can I hear louder? Amen. And it's very important for us to never forget that through the power of prayer, you can preserve and sustain your destiny. Through the power of prayer. And very, very importantly, we must understand that prayer is like a spiritual control room. It's like what? It's like what? Spiritual control room for all happenings in the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual control room for all happenings in the kingdom of God. I'm standing here today holding this piece of equipment, microphone, in my hand. But there is a control room somewhere. Not where I am standing. Many of us don't know where the control room is in Faith Tabernacle. But whosoever is in the control room has the power, has the ability to determine what the output of this small equipment turns out to be. If the gentleman or gentlewoman in the control room decides to switch off, no matter how whosoever stands here continues to scream, the equipment will not work. Will it work? Because there is somebody in the control room who is in charge. So when you are in the control room, you are in charge. That's why it is called the control room. You control the output. And that is what the altar of prayer is. When you are on the altar of prayer and you engage it effectively, you are in charge. You are in control. The devil must automatically submit unto your authority. That will become somebody's testimony from this day forward. Can I hear louder? Amen. That's why Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 to 8, the Bible tells us very clearly, ask, it shall be given you, seek, you will find, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. From this day forward, every door to the good things of life that has been shut against you, as you begin to engage the prayer altar, they shall be supernaturally opened. Before the end of today, somebody will hear good news. If you are that person, let your amen show it. I'm glad to announce to somebody here this morning, your situation is about to change for the better. Say with me, my situation is changing for the better. Please convince your neighbor, left and right, your situation will change for the better. Say it again and again and again. Your situation will change for the better. Tell yourself the same thing. My situation will change for the better. Shout it loud, amen. Amen. Please understand that even though your case is ordained to be different by destiny, You must engage the prayer altar to make it a reality. Until you begin to engage the prayer altar, it may remain a daydream, but that shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. And we've heard it said over and again that Shiloh is a mountain of answered prayers. You will return with answers to your prayers. Therefore, make sure you begin to take advantage of every opportunity to engage the prayer altar upon this mountain of Shiloh. For example, we have the Shiloh prayer hour every morning, 5:30 to 6:30. Take advantage. Pour out your soul unto God. And as you do so, just like we heard in one of the testimonies yesterday, before the day is over, somebody shall be visited. Yeah. Also, we have the Shiloh prayer expectation card. Make sure that you fill that out with every intent and purpose and keep lifting it up to God. Before this Shiloh is over, God will surprise somebody. Yeah. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Yeah. However, there are certain things we must understand about prayer. Very, very important. Number one, we must understand that prayer is not a gift. Prayer is not what? It's a choice. However, it's the choice of the wise. Don't tell me, oh, I don't have the gift of prayer, so I cannot engage the altar of prayer. Give yourself unto prayer, and it will answer for you. Number two, prayer is a covenant demand for fulfillment of destiny. If your destiny must be fulfilled, it's a covenant demand. Prayer is a covenant demand for fulfillment of destiny. That's why God's word tells us very clearly. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke 18, 1. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. So you are either praying or you are fainting. You shall not faint. I said, you shall not faint. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. When ye pray, not if you pray, but when, it's demanded. Prayer, therefore, is a covenant demand. Number three, prayer is a spiritual weapon in the hands of the believer. It's a spiritual weapon. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Prayer is a spiritual weapon. Just like soldiers in the physical carry their physical weapons, the same way, when you engage on the prayer altar, you are shooting arrows and taking territories and enjoying dominion. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Look at what the Bible says. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 18. Look at what it says in verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18. Praying always. How many times? With all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's a spiritual weapon. Don't give your spiritual weapon to someone else. You find some people, they look for prayer contractors and code. You pray for me, then I pay for the prayer. You can't pay for prayers, can you? The prayer that God will answer, can you pay for it? Don't be deceived like others are, looking for prayer contractors from place to place. It is a spiritual weapon that God has made available to you. Use it to your own advantage. You shall not be deceived in Jesus' name. And number four, prayer does not change God. We must understand that. But it changes the one engaging it. Prayer doesn't change God. So don't you ever think, I will pray so that God can change his mind. No, prayer doesn't change God, it changes the one that is praying. Therefore, as you begin to engage the prayer altar, your destiny shall continue to advance supernaturally. Yeah. Can Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. And very importantly, we must understand that prayer changes things. Can you say that with me, everybody? Amen. Say it louder, please. Amen. One more time. Amen. Prayer changes things. If there's any situation in your life where you desire a positive change, engage on the altar of prayer, and that situation will change for the better. It doesn't matter therefore how you came to Shiloh and the situation in your life. The good news is the God of Shiloh that answers prayer speedily is here for your sake. And he will answer you speedily. I said he will answer you speedily. I said he will answer you speedily. And that's why you find out that the prayer altar has been a prominent part of this ministry from the beginning. It's a prominent part of Shiloh from the beginning. The prayer altar has been a prominent portion of this commission. And that is why things keep changing positively for the better for this commission and for the individuals that are connecting with it. And you are here on Shiloh ground, whether here in Canaan land or across the nations of the earth in any view center, as you connect with this, your own testimony too will come speedily. For example, in this ministry, we have the weekly prayer and fasting once every week. We have the monthly 3 days prayer and fasting. We have the yearly 21 days prayer and fasting. And not too long ago, now we have the daily covenant hour of prayer. That should ring a bell in somebody's heart. That should ring a bell in your spirit, man, to let you know that prayer is a prominent part of this commission. And that is why things keep changing for this ministry and the individuals therein positively from one level of glory to another. In case you have not been connecting to any of these, wherever you are located, make sure that once you get back, be a part of it. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Some persons, maybe you have never been to the covenant hour of prayer. As soon as Shiloh ends, get back, get connected, be a part of it. You will be shocked how God will continue to change your story. The 21 days prayer and fasting will soon be here with us. Where will you be? Don't travel during that period. Don't say, well, thank God, I won't be available. You will be available for God's blessings. Grace to continually be a part of all of this so you can enjoy the benefit. Receive it in Jesus' name. You want to know how things keep changing because of the altar of prayer engagement? Don't look too far. Look at this ministry. Look at this commission. I can never forget, in the early days of the ministry, we had the prayer, the powerhouse, which was essentially a place of prayer for 26 months. Prayers were being offered on a daily basis concerning this commission. Men and women were praying and fasting and seeking the face of the Lord. And we have heard it said over and again by God's servant how that in those days when we go for camping for prayer and fasting, we used to eat with plastic plates and spoons. And when you are eating with plastic plates and spoons in those days, you can imagine what the content of the plate will be like. But today, see what the Lord has done. Canaan land alone, you have series of restaurants and bakery. Some of you have been eating there since we came here. Are you not a witness? Are you not a witness? It is no longer with plastic plates. It is with whatsoever you desire. God will change somebody's story. Maybe for you today, there may not even be food on your plate. Don't you ever give up, because your story is about to change for the better. If that's for you, let your amen show it. Last night, God's servant did mention how that one, I mean, not even just one, the greatest asset and the only asset we had at the onset of the ministry was a typewriter. One typewriter. But today, look at what the Lord has done. A whole press where Bibles in their tens of thousands are going to be rolling out. Who tells you that your situation will be permanent? Satan is a liar. Today, by the grace of God, this commission has landed properties all across the globe. Your situation will also change positively. At the onset of the ministry, I can never forget, the only vehicle available was a very wonderful Volkswagen Beetle. I still remember the number, but I won't tell you the number, the plate number. You want me to tell you the plate number? Okay, another day. And I can never forget the color. You want to know the color of the Volkswagen Beetle? It was blue. Shout the Lord, hallelujah. But is it still the same today? Look at the fleet of buses only in Canaan land. Not only buses and fleet of it, no longer crawling with Volkswagen Beetle, but now flying in the air. That should ring a bell and let somebody know that where you are today is not your end. It is the least place. Where you are today is not your end. It is the least place that you will ever be. If you receive that, shout aloud, amen. When the church ministry just began, they rented property building where services were holding. The floor was not even cemented. It was only screeded. And each time we were singing and dancing and praising God, all the doors together will join us in praising God. But today, see what the Lord has done. For those of you who are here right on ground in Faith Tabernacle, in those days, we used to sit on benches. We used to sit on benches. You have 3 benches to yourself, if you will. You sit on one, put your Bible on the one in front, and put your hand on the one at the back. 3-in-1 benches for one person. But today, see what the Lord has done. Are we still sitting on benches today? Your story will change. For those of us here at the Faith Tabernacle, you are sitting on royal chairs. Not only that, air-conditioned place. My goodness. God is about to decorate somebody's destiny. God is about to decorate someone's destiny. I've got good news for somebody here today. Refuse to give up. Refuse to quit. Keep engaging the prayer altar. It may look as if answers are not coming right now. Don't you ever give up. Keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and keep at it and continue and continue. Suddenly, your long-awaited miracle and testimonies will land in your hand. Remember, the God that answers prayer is the God of Shiloh. He will change your story for the better. I said he will change your story for the better. No matter how the situations around you might look like today, hold on to God and keep engaging the prayer altar, and God will continue to surprise you. I said God will continue to surprise you. God keeps changing the story of this commission. He will change your story. And don't you ever forget, even here at the Faith Tabernacle, we have not arrived yet. We are on our way to the faith. We are on our way to the faith. We are on our way to the faith. You shall be there. I said, you shall be there. I said again, you shall be there. Your place shall not be taken by another. If it is like this at the Faith Tabernacle, how will it be like at the Faith Theater? Oh my goodness. No one else will take your place. Some people were there at the beginning under the bachelor, but today some other persons have taken their place. That shall not be you. I tell myself with every sense of responsibility, I have seen God in this ministry. I have seen God face to face. And I tell myself, no matter the conditions around me, I have resolved in my heart to doubt God in this place is a capital sin against destiny. To doubt God in this commission is a capital sin against destiny. You shall not commit that sin. I said, you shall not commit that sin. The good word of the Lord shall continue to come in your direction. And as you do that and engage in the prayer altar, God will keep making you a showpiece to your world. Yeah. If you believe that, so you let your amen show it. Yeah. What is prayer? No assumption. It's a spiritual weapon by which you invoke divine intervention into a situation. What is prayer? It's a spiritual weapon by which you invoke divine intervention into a situation. It's a communication link between you and God. Remember, we are talking about engaging the prayer altar and how it matters to destiny. What is destiny? It is God's original plan for your future. God's original plan for your future. That is destiny. And God's original plan for your future shall become a reality in the name of Jesus. In scriptures, we see clearly so many instances how prayer changed situations. In Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 26, you are all very familiar with the case of Paul and Silas. They were in prison for no just cause. But the Bible tells us at the midnight hour of their situation, the first thing they did was to do what? They prayed. You might be in a midnight hour of your life right now. Don't give up. Keep engaging the prayer altar. The shackles shall be broken. In verse 26 of Acts chapter 16, look at what the Bible says. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Suddenly, at Shiloh 2016, all the foundations of the challenges of your life shall be permanently shaken. How about Elijah? James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 makes this very clear. Prayer changes things. The Bible says Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. He prayed earnestly, and it rained not by the space of 3.5 years. Verse 18, He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. If Elijah could do it, you and I can do it. I said, you and I can do it. If Elijah could do it in the Old Testament, today in the New Testament, you and I can do it. If it worked for them then, it will work for you and I more than ever before. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. And also very importantly, how about Daniel? Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible says, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and then opened his windows. And then he prayed unto the God of heaven as he did aforetime. And then what was the effect? Verse 22a. Daniel 6:22a. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Every lion of life against your destiny from this Shiloh 2016. God of Shiloh will shut their mouth. He will not only shut their mouth, he will feed them with their own flesh. And every trap that they set for you, they shall be the one to fall into it. If you receive that, say, I receive it. However, please understand that for prayer to change things, one, it must be prayed from the heart. Prayed from the heart. Many times we pray from the head. We keep calculating our phonetics. We keep arranging the words so that it can look smooth to those who are hearing us. Prayers that will change things must be prayed from the heart and not from the head. From the heart and not from the head. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 13. Talking about Hannah, the Bible said she spake in her heart. She spake in her heart. Where did she speak? Where did she speak? She spake in her heart. No wonder God answered her speedily. Every time you engage the altar of prayer, make sure you are speaking from your heart, not just from your head. Remember, prayer from the heart changes things on the earth. Prayer from the heart changes things on the earth. Prayers from the heart will always change things on the earth. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 10. The Bible says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I search the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. God is searching and weighing your heart as you pray. And we see that all through scripture. Hezekiah is a wonderful example in Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. I don't know, maybe there is already a death sentence upon anyone's life under the sound of my voice today. Remember, God's servant already prayed last night. And I've just got good news for you. God already answered his prayers. That death sentence over your life is already eradicated. It's already turned to testimony. Can I hear your loud amen? Isaiah chapter 38 verse 2. When this happened to Hezekiah, what did he do? Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and did what? And prayed to the Lord. And then in verse 5, look at what happened. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father. The same way I say to you this morning, the God of David, Oedipo thy father, he has heard your prayers. God has heard your prayers. And he will continue to hear your prayers. Every prayer that you see pray on this altar of prayer throughout Shiloh, you are returning with the answers. Shout it loud, amen. And then James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. We see about Elijah. He prayed from the heart. We read it a while ago. There was rain. He prayed again and rain came. Every good thing that has stopped in your life before Shiloh, after Shiloh, it will start flowing. After Shiloh, it will start flowing. After Shiloh, it will start flowing. It shall be a flow and a rain of the blessings of God. Financial flow shall be your portion. That death that you incurred before Shiloh that has been threatening your life. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but supernaturally, the God of Shiloh that answers prayers, he will ensure it's written off for you. And every good thing that you desire from the Lord, it will continue to rain upon your life. Expect it, and God will make it happen for you. Shout it loud, amen. Number two, it must be specific. One, we said it must be from the heart. Two, it must be specific. When Hannah was praying in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11, she was specific. She asked God for a man child. Man child. Specific. And God did it for her. And the fathers and mothers of nations class yesterday, someone came out and said she asked God specifically for two girls because already she has two boys. And she came yesterday with her twins, girls in her hand. Be specific. Tell your neighbor, be specific. Tell someone else, be specific. Blind Bartimaeus was crying after Jesus. Have mercy. Mark chapter 10. And you can read that from verse 47. Have mercy. Have mercy. Jesus said unto him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Be specific. The prayer that will change things must be specific. And as you do so, God will ensure that it is delivered unto you. Shout it louder. Amen. Number three, you must engage with scriptures. You must engage with scriptures. The altar of prayer is like a courtroom. You are asked to produce your cause. Isaiah 41 and verse 21. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons. The stronger your scriptural reasons, the more assurance you have that your prayers are answered. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him. That when we ask anything according to his will, he does what? He hears us. But please understand that according to scriptures in Matthew 7:11, every good thing of life is the will of God for you. Every good thing of life is God's will for you. Whatsoever therefore you have on your prayer expectation card for Shiloh 2016, as long as it's covered by the scriptures, it is the will of God for you. In a matter of days, you will take that prayer expectation card and begin to tick one after the other. Number one, already answered. Number two, already answered. Number three, already answered. I'm talking about myself, or I don't know about you. Number four, already answered. For me, number five, already answered. All through down the line, God will perform all things for you. Finally, number four, engage the help of the Holy Ghost. Engage the help of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. The Bible says the Spirit helps our infirmities. He helps our infirmities so that we don't pray wrongly. James 4:2 says you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. You ask wrongly. But the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities so that we don't pray wrongly. We pray rightly. The Holy Ghost, is our helper on the altar of prayer. So learn to pray in the Holy Ghost more. Learn to pray in tongues when you are on the prayer altar, because the Holy Ghost then comes to your help. And in case you are here today, you are not yet baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, make sure that you don't leave the ground of Shiloh until you are baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, because the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities in prayers. He will continue to be your helper. Finally, we must understand that the prayer of faith is what guarantees answers from the Lord. The prayer of faith. The prayer of what? The prayer of faith is what guarantees answer from the Lord. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. The prayer of faith. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, not doubting, believing, ye shall receive. So when you are engaging the prayer altar and you want it to matter to your destiny, pray believing. Pray how? Pray how? Pray how? Tell your neighbor, pray believing. Pray in faith. Mark 11, 24. Pray believing and pray in faith. And as you do so, God will deliver your answers to you speedily. Therefore, I congratulate you this morning, because the God of Shiloh, the God that answers prayer, is here for your sake. No matter how negative any situation of your life might be, upon this ground of Shiloh, it will change for the better. Want to know how much prayer changes things and changes situation? Remember my testimony. Some of you have read my book, Rescued from Destruction. One of the weapons through which God rescued me from the mouth of the lions is the prayer altar, the prayer of faith. Not just my own prayer, but also the prayer of my God-ordained husband. You'd want to know how much prayer changes things? Remember, this woman you are looking at was once on a wheelchair. This woman you are looking at once needed aid for everything, including eating, including toileting. This woman that you are looking at today, God has changed her story. He will change yours. And that is why I keep saying, God is too faithful to fail. If he did not fail me, he will not fail you. He has not failed me, he will not fail you. I say to you, therefore, this morning, cheer up, and cheer up. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, because your story is about to change for the better. Because your story is about to change for the better. The God of Shiloh, the God of heaven, who changed my story, he will change yours as well. One time, I can never forget as long as I live. When things were going the other way around and the enemy thought he had pushed me to the wall, God's servant knelt down by the bedside and prayed one line prayer. You see, when you pray in faith, you don't need too many things. One statement. And I can never forget as long as I live. He said, Lord, prove that you sent me. I'm a proof, therefore, of the liberation mandate. God will make you a proof of the liberation mandate. God will make you a proof of the liberation mandate. I said, God will make you a proof of the liberation mandate. All those who were waiting for your fall, they will come back and worship your God. If you are here today, with any sickness in your body, the God who changed my story, he will change your story. If you are being pursued by the enemies of life and the lions of life in any way, the God who changed my story, he will change your story. Please rise up on your feet, everyone, and lift up your right hand to the Lord and receive grace to engage tirelessly on the altar of prayer. In one moment, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues just for 1 minute. Just for 1 minute. Grace to keep engaging the prayer altar. Receive it. Raboleya mokasha. La boba baragadalaya. Kato baborima goliga tayaba. Ra rakato papori alaga. Father, thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. It is done. God bless you. Please be seated.